Well, today we have the passage from St. Mark about the Syrophoenician woman who came to the Lord up in the area of the district of Tyre and Sidon. This is one of the few times the Lord left a Jewish territory and went up into pagan or Gentile territory, about 30 miles north of the Sea of Galilee, up along the Mediterranean Sea. Tyre and Sidon were very large cities, shipping ports, very wealthy cities, and the Lord was trying to get out of the reach of Herod, who was trying to kill him, and of course the scribes and the Pharisees were also plotting his death. So the Lord wanted to get away on a retreat to go up and have time just to be with his apostles, his disciples, to pray with them, to instruct them, to teach them. So he knew he had to get out of that area down below where the scribes and Pharisees and Herod were all plotting his death. So he ventures up into the Gentile territory. And when he gets there, it says he did not want anyone to know about it. So again, he's in a sense on a little retreat with his apostles. But of course, the word got out. The word got out and a Syrophoenician woman, sometimes she's described as a Canaanite or a Greek. Those are all accurate terms. And she, of course, was not Jewish. She was a Gentile. She had such a great love for her daughter, it says, who was possessed by an evil spirit. So she discovered that the Lord was there. And she came to him full of trust and confidence and faith to ask for the healing of her daughter. And the Lord's response, when we first hear it, sounds somewhat harsh, like he's putting her off. He does not plan on doing this miracle. Again, he came first and foremost to save the Jewish people, but later on he would send his apostles to go out and to convert the whole world. However, he did, in today's gospel, do a miracle for a Gentile. But he says, first, let the children first be filled, first be fed. You know, some translations say, let the children first be filled. And I do remember listening to a tape on Catholic apologetics, and it had to do why the church burned certain Bibles back in the Middle Ages. And sometimes our friends outside the church give the church a hard time for burning Bibles. But remember, the Bibles that the church burned were erroneous Bibles. They were filled with errors. Some of them had hundreds or even thousands of errors. And in fact, the one today was called the Murderer's Bible, because the typo said, instead of let the children first be filled, it said let the children first be killed. And so the church, of course, would burn a Bible like that. There was also the Adulterer's Bible that said, thou shalt not admit adultery. And so, of course, the church had to burn these Bibles. And as you know, they were not the Word of God. They were perversions. But whenever I read this particular passage, I'm reminded of that. So Jesus said, let the children first be filled. It's not fair to take their food and throw it to the dogs. Again, it sounds harsh, because sometimes the Jews would call the Gentiles Gentile dogs. And in that case, they would use the word for a wild dog or a street dog or a scavenger dog. But the Lord, if you look at the original Greek language, and he did speak Greek to this woman, it is the word for the household puppy, for a pet, something very cute that would maybe lie at the table and eat certain scraps. And it was considered a clean animal for the Jews, not the unclean animal of the scavenger dogs. So the Lord was not insulting her. He was basically saying to her, my mission is for the Jewish people. They are God's children. They are the chosen one. They're God's children. And it's not right, instead of feeding them, to give their food to the household puppies and not feed your own children. So it wouldn't be right to do that. And look at the beauty of this woman, a woman of great faith, of boldness, great sense of humor as well. And she is filled with, she can see that the Lord, you know, gives her a little image to work with. And so she continues that image and says, yes, Lord. But what about a scrap? Can you throw me a little scrap? Even the dogs can eat the scraps that fall from the children's table. Again, a beautiful response that she had. One full of confidence and faith and trust and boldness. Very similar to Teresa of Avila, who after she was thrown off her horse into the mud said, "Lord, if you treat your friends this way, no wonder you have so few of them." So it's a kind of a boldness of Teresa of Avila. "Sir, just throw me a scrap." And of course the Lord says, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. So I think what we can learn from this woman was first her love for her child. And the child didn't even know about this, but it was the love of the mother. And this is why the church baptizes babies. The baby doesn't know it's being baptized, but it's the faith of the parents. It's the faith of the godparents. That's why the church can baptize an infant, because even though the infant does not have its own faith, it's the faith of the parents. And the child is blessed because the parents bring that child to the baptismal font. And that child then has original sin washed away and becomes a child of God. Not because of anything the child did, but it's the faith of the parents. So today we see the love and faith of this woman for her daughter. We see her perseverance. Even though the Lord tried to resist at first, she persevered with boldness and great love and confidence for her daughter. So we can learn a great deal about persevering in prayer from this Syrophoenician woman.